Avos per Gimel Mishnah Yudalit. Hu haya Oimer. This is Vayta Memris of Rabbi Kiva, and we have to, when we hear Memris of Rabbi Kiva, we have to see it in the perspective, from the perspective of Nehura de Teres Shebal Peh, as Rabbi Kiva is called in the Midrash. And Rabbi Kiva is the central pillar of Divrei HaTanoim and Kol Divrei Teres that have come down to us of Teres Shebal Peh. And perhaps with that it'll give us a little bit deeper understanding of what this Mishnah is saying. Choviv Adam Shenivra B'Tzelem. Adam over here refers to man. Lav Dafka Yisrael. Even though we have a drasha. Adam Ki Yomis Boil. Atam Kriyim Adam. Klai Yisrael is called Adam. Ve'en Umis Oilem Nikroyim Oilem. Afilo Hachi. Choviv Adam Shenivra B'Tzelem. You see clearly from the next line that over here we're talking about the etzem fact that every human being is created B'Tzelem Elikim. As I state in Pasuk, he would tell him that Kim also saw Adam. Rabbi Kiva doesn't suffice just with saying Chov of Adam that it is that way, but Chiba Yisero in Neidas Loish in Ivri B'Tzelem. What's the Mishnah adding with this is that this principle is not only a Mitzius, but it's a principle that was given over as the Iker Chinuch in interpersonal relations. This is what was announced to Adam Rishon v'yotzei chalotzo. Then the Mishnah says a higher level, like we said till now, we're talking about Adam. Chavivin Yisrael shenikru bonim lamokim. There's a tzelem, is like an outer structure. Sheva mitzvahs b'nei noyach are sort of similar to what Chazal say, that there are sheva rosh evarim in a person. And when we talk about how many bones there are, how many limbs there are, there's ramach evarim. But the Rosh Eivarim, just the basic structure, two arms, two legs, etc., that's a person's body. So the seven mitzvahs b'nei noach is really just an outer structural mimicking of Torah. The pnimius of a person is avada d'tayag mitzvahs. So the outer structure, the tzelem, the outer structure of what a person is true by every single human being. The fact that he's has a koyach medaber, the fact that he stands upright, the fact that he has freedom of choice, the fact that he has a conscience, all the different parts that make up a human being, that as much as the scientific world will tell us over the last 150 years, 200 years, that a person is just a more sophisticated animal, people generally are disinclined to believe that. Most people have a hard time believing that a person is just a more intelligent ape. There's a basic mitzius of an Adam that's not Darwinism, that's not evolution, and it's not scientific. Clearly something milamala. Most people still believe that a person has some type of divinity, some type of B'Tzelem Elikim. It's hard to snap that out, and could be that's why Rabbi Kiva had to emphasize this is something that's disputed, and it's something that the Marshiei Tzuras Adam always fight against. And here the Mishnah says it again. The Pnimius HaAdam is Yisrael. Rav Hirsch has this expression where he talks in German and he calls Mensch Yisrael. Is the Adam, the ultimate Adam, the Adam who's living up to his title Adam, that his Enushios, his Adamkeit, speaks to him in a deeper way to the point where he's Bonam Lamokim is Yisrael. The title Yisrael is really just a higher extension of the title Adam. The Pnimius. Chibi Yisera Nedas Lahem Shenikru Bonam Lamokim. Again, this has to be announced. And this is under constant siege, under constant threat. The Mashiei Habris have sought, Zionism and Chadim over the last 150 years, to downgrade Klal Yisrael into another one of the nations. But it's not true. We're not Adam. We're Yisrael. We're Bonam Lamokim. Shenema bonim atem l'shem l'keichem. Chavivin Yisrael, the Mishnah L'chayre is an escalation now. Every single Yid is precious k'moy shehu, bonim atem l'shem l'keichem. But Chavivin Yisrael, there's an extra darga of Chavivus. The ultimate relationship that a Yid has is not just with the fact that he's a Yid, that he's a Yiddish neshama, even though that's Yoko Mikol Yoko. But the ultimate expression of Chibo is the fact shenitin lahem klechemdo, the Torah was given. Klei Chemda over here is Rebbein Shalom's precious treasure, his Klei Chemda. Chibi Yisrael Neidas Lohem Shenitin Lohem Klei Chemda. Sheboi Nivra Ha'olam. The Brias Ha'olam. The whole world was created, and then man was brought. Rashi says that it's like a banquet is prepared, and the guest of honor comes in, and all rise to attention. The whole Bria was created. The rhinoceroses, the elephants, the sun, the moon, the birds, the flowers, the bees, everything was created. And then Adam Rishon came onto the stage of world history because he's the Tzelem. He's the Chibo. Yosem we call other Nivroim Sheba Oilo. Klal Yisrael was created last because Klal Yisrael is also the guest of honor on the stage of world history. But here, look. That the whole Brias Oilam Meireishis was all created, all Mikoyach HaTorah, Shenema Kilekach Toiv, Nosati Lochem Torosi Al Tazoivi, the Rebbe Tazoivu. The Rebbe Nisham says, I've given you Lekach, Torah refers to Yarev Kamota, Lekhi the Rav brings, and the whole world is described, the whole Ma'is Meireishis is described by Yar Lekim Kitoiv, and this is a Lekach Toiv. So Toiv is comes from the whole creation of the Bria. Terosi al ta'azoivu. Mishnah is a monumental perspective. It's not just a prat in Yiddishkeit. It's the ganze shlemus of what it means to be a person, what it means to be a Yid, what it means to have a kesher with Torah, all encapsulated in one Mishnah. It's a little bit similar, almost, to what the Gemara quotes, that the Ger came to Hillel and said, teach Torah, Regel Achas, he said, V'haftal Recha Kamoicha. And Rebbe Kiva is the one who's quoted as saying that Zeh Klal Godel Ba'Torah V'haftal Recha Kamoicha. It means, if you put everything in perspective, Kol HaTorah Kula is all centered around this doctrine, this idea of Chavivus. The Pratim of Torah, Mitzvahs, Davening, Erlechet, V'chula, V'chula. If you want to put it all into one big idea, one big perspective, it has to do with Chaviv, Chavivus, V'haftal. The Ve'ahavta is in stages. Ve'ahavta la'odom, aves habriyos, aves Yisrael, aves ha'teiru. That's the pyramid over here. Let's see the next Mishnah. We'll see it as a hemshech. Mishnah Tezvav. Hakol tzofui. Everything that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, everything that a person does, is seen already by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That means HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows every single thing that a person does. And he knows everything that a person will do. This is the way the Rambam explains. Other Mepharshim explain, Hakol Tzofi means the Rebbein Shem can see. Tzofi means to see. Like Har Tzofim means the overlook. Because it's a high up, you can see the whole Yerushalayim. So Tzofi means he sees. Does that mean just Hashgacha Pratis? The Rambam says it means more than that. Everything is seen, everything that will be done. The Rebbein Shem knows everything. At the same time, Varishus Nasuna, there is Bechira. Now this, of course, is an inherent stira. How could it be that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam knows everything? Everything is known by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is what's called in the Svarim Yediya, as opposed to Bechira, Rishus Nesuna. If I have free choice on all my decisions, so that means it's not decided until I make the decision. If it's not decided until I make the decision, it means the Rebbeinu Shel Olam himself doesn't know, but the Rebbeinu Shel Olam does know. How do we stim those two facts, that everything is preordained, and the fact that everything is totally in my choice? We have no way of reconciling those two perspectives. What the Rambam calls the Yediyah and Bechira, the Rambam grapples with this. And he says Yediyah and Bechira are irreconcilable to the human mind. And he brings the pasuk that we say in the Haftarah on all Tainis Tzibur, Ki kasher govu shamayim me'oretz, kein govu durochai midachechem num Hashem. So we believe this to be true. It's pashut. If you think about it objectively, that it has to be everything's ordained, because the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is the only mamzi of every single mitzvah. So it has to be that everything is known and planned, and it's all part of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam's plan. On the other hand, Bechira is the only thing that makes life meaningful. The Ramchal says that all of life was only created, all the Olamos were only created in order to give man Bechira, and to give him reward for what he does. So it has to be that Bechira is true, is a true fact. Now, the same dichotomy paradox that we have, the Mishnah now repeats from a different perspective. How does the Rebbeinu Shel Olam done the world? The Rebbeinu Shel Olam gave out koiches, and he knows what our limitations are. And the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is done us B'toiv ha'olam nidoin. The world is nidoin with midas harachmim because the Rabbeinu Shel Olam gets us. V'ha'kol l'fi roiv ha'maisa. At the same time, every maisa that a person does is meaningful. Everything that a person does or doesn't do is all important. And the person is going to have to give a din v'cheshmar everything he did do and didn't do. What do you mean? It's ha'kol toli b'yodai. Is he kule b'chira? Or does the Rebbe Shem already know the koiches and the nisyonis and whatever he put him into? MML ha'olam nidim b'toiv. So it's the same thing as saying again. The Rebbe Shem put us into the situation. So we're preordained to be able to do this right and do that wrong. Or do we say no? A person is always a baal b'chira. Again, it's hard to wrap our mind around those facts. At the end of the day, we understand that without Bechira being an ever-present reality, life is meaningless. Life is about choice. It's about freedom to make choices. At the same time, we understand that Rebbeinu Shel Olam is a kol yochel, and when we do fail, we have to be able to tell ourselves that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam knows us better than we know ourselves, and he knows what our true koiches and limitations are. It's the same way we can't look over our shoulders and compare to others. What do you mean? If they can, we can too. No, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam knows what koiches we have and what background we have and what limitations we have by choice, by background, etc., etc. And all that is part of it. So we grapple constantly with this, but Rebbe Kiva's mafkia, and all this, I believe, is in the context of the Chavivus HaOdem, the Iker Chelik of the Chaviv HaSadim is the fact that a person was given free choice. Rav Huttner is quoted, there's a Michta where he's quoted as saying that there were different movements that were koifer in certain basic facts. Atheism, communism was koifer in that there's a Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Zionism was koifer in the Bechira of Klal Yisrael. Darwinism was koifer in the neshama, made a person into an animal. He says the worst, sheba worst, is psychology. The Freudian psychology was koifer in bechira. It's the most insidious because it's the hardest to grasp. You're seeing over here in the Mishnah that chapping the nekudas habechira, being able to work with bechira, the fact that, yes, we do make choices and all the choices we make are meaningful, nothing's preordained. Even though it is all preordained, but in our Avodas HaChayim, the fact that we could see everything we do as our choices, it's the hardest of these fundamental principles to grasp, and it's the easiest to undermine. The kfira of Freudian psychology was that it undercut that basic idea, and it makes people much less empowered. It makes a yid much less empowered, the psychological environment, to be empowered to fight Melchemes HaYetzer and to take a strive for greatness. So this is the perspective that Rebbe Kiva is giving us. It's important, by the way, just for the record, what we said about Yediyah Bechira being an irreconcilable paradox. This is Kiyadua and Arichus in the Rambam in Hilchus Tshuva. It's in Hilchus Tshuva Perek Hei. And that's where the Rambam has to discuss it, because tshuva is about coming face to face with our own failings. On the one hand, if a person doesn't live up to expectations and he slips and he makes mistakes and he does averes, how can he live with himself? On the other hand, if a person recognizes that his failings and his yetzahara and his background and everything else that made him do what he did and make the bad decisions that he's made in life, and we've all made bad decisions, then that's part of how the Rebbeinu Shel Olam set us up, so that's about Yediyah. So which one is it? Is it Bechira, and we take responsibility, and we step up to the plate, and we make smart decisions, and we do tshuva, or do we say, I had no choice? So Kol Zeh Nichnas into the mindset of the Choyze B'tshuva, which is why the Rambam discusses it. The Ravid has an Arichus Dvarim where he doesn't like the Rambam's approach. Ayin Sham the Taisis Yomtev brings the raid over here. Lefi the Taisis Yomtev, that's not what the Mishnah is talking about. The Mishnah is not talking about Bechira and Yediyah. It's like we said, HaKol Tzofui is Hashgacha Protis, that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam sees everything. But the Rambam's Malach is the way we just learned it.